Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 107, archiving nudity. You got your attention now? I'll talk about what that means later. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes these things just need context. So if you know me, you're welcome here, but you also, you know, there's no requirement that you listen. Don't feel like I've roped you into this or anything like that. This is just for people who are interested. It's a way of having a conversation with multiple people at once. Although I think I've established in the last few weeks that nobody's actually listening. People are reading the summaries that get sent out by email, but no one is actually listening to this. Anyway, if you don't know me and you just stumbled upon this, you're also welcome to listen, but you might be missing out some context that people who know me will actually know. If you are just clocking in now, if this is your first update, you might want to check out updates 1, 2, 52, and 98. Those are going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I would stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. So I didn't record a second update like I expected to at the end of last week, and I won't this week either. I'm actually swamped at the back end of the week this week. Thursday, I'm heading into Tokyo to see, Tuesday and Wednesday, obviously, I'm rehearsing. I'm recording this on Monday. Thursday, I'm heading into Tokyo to see a matinee of Sheepdog Theater's Romeo and Juliet. I wasn't planning on doing it. For once, there was really nobody I knew in the show, and so I thought, it's okay, I can skip this one. And then somebody gave me a free ticket. And so my policy is, someone gives me a free ticket and I can fit it into my schedule somehow, I go. I really shouldn't, for reasons I'll discuss at the end. Sorry, just going to take a gulp of drink here. Right. If that's too loud of a gulp, I will edit it out. Right. So I'm doing that. I'm not looking forward. This is going to be the second Romeo and Juliet I've seen in less than a year. I know why theater companies do Romeo and Juliet. It's because everybody wants to see it. Almost everybody has to study it in school. So like, I get it, but come on. I mean, when was the last time? I mean, okay, if you're a theater person and you go to like Shakespeare festivals all the time, you're exempted from this question. But everybody else, you know, think about how many times you've watched a Romeo and Juliet or a Macbeth. How many times have you watched a Troilus and Cressida? Or a Pericles, Prince of Tyre. I can say I've seen Pericles, Prince of Tyre one time, although it was, of all things, a high school production and very cringy, but I have seen it. I've not seen a Troilus and Cressida, though, and I have read it. I read it specifically because it has such a weird name. How many times have you seen a Titus Andronicus? Actually, we shouldn't probably do Titus Andronicus anymore. That's one of those plays you've got to have a good reason for doing it. But I've seen Comedy of Errors twice. I've seen all these, like only twice, but I've seen Romeo and Juliet like umpteen times. I've seen Macbeth umpteen times. I'm tired of seeing Hamlet and Othello. I should be careful with Othello. I'm doing lights for a production of Othello in the late spring, early summer. So yeah, that's a story I'll be talking to you about. So that's happening on Thursday. Friday. Right, where we were talking about why my schedule's so busy at the end of this week. Friday, I'm playing tour guide for Bridget Stice and her husband Ken, who I have not seen in the flesh in, I think, about 25 years. And I never thought I'd be old enough to be able to say I haven't seen somebody in 25 years. That's like a person could have been born and grown to fully matured adulthood in that time. I have worked with people who are not 25 years. Like, it's nuts. It's nuts. I'm old. How did this happen? Anyway, I haven't seen them since, I think, when I was, might have seen Bridget around 2000, 2001. But the last time I remember seeing her would have been like 1998 when I graduated from theater school. So, yeah. Anyway, so doing that, I had to come up with a non-touristy place for them to see in Yokohama. That's sort of been my commitment to them. Saturday, Nerd Night Team is having our Chunen Kai. I don't know if I talked about this before. So for those of you who aren't familiar with this whole thing, don't live in Japan, Bonen Kai is like the end of your party. Shinen Kai is like a New Year party. And we normally do a Bonen. We used to always do a Bonen Kai with Nerd Night. We didn't the last few years because it just hasn't been enough money coming in and there's so few of us. But anyway, we thought this year we would make that tradition again, but scheduling just didn't work out. And We missed the Bonen Kai timing. We missed the Shinen Kai timing. So now we're having what we're calling a Chunen Kai. So Chu is the Japanese word for like middle. But I've been told by my wife that Chunen actually also means like mostly would be used to mean middle-aged. So it sounds like we're having a middle-aged party, which given how old I am, I guess is appropriate. And given, you know, life expectancy, actually I'm past middle age. And yeah, some of the others are at middle age. So maybe that'll be okay. Anyway, we were supposed to go to the park, but it looks like it's going to rain. So probably just do karaoke or something. And then Sunday, I need to play photographer for Hammy's after school club's end of year graduation party, which is boring and interminable. And it's happening in this little place where the lights are horrible and I have to try to get good photos of it. It's such a drag. And then there's a huge pressure on me to get those photos out as soon as possible because they have to be done before the kids who are leaving, the grade sixes and any other kids who are leaving, you know, finish their school year so that they can, you know, get little cards that have pictures of them, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then I'll probably be up all night on one or several of those nights to finish my taxes because the taxes are due on Monday. And I know I can't complete them during the day. Like this is a Monday. I was supposed to be working on my taxes. I haven't even started yet. That's just, I've said this before. There are not enough hours in the day. And especially since last year when I got back from Canada and I started sleeping 8 hours, 7 or 8 hours a night. You know, I used to just solve this problem by not sleeping. I used to solve this problem by staying up until stuff got done. Because I don't know, my brain works. I don't know if I actually work better at night, but I find it easier to get down to a task at night, possibly because other people are asleep or just out of my hair and I can focus. But, you know, having said that, I'm at the house alone most days that I'm here. So I guess that applies there too. But I don't know, for some reason, I find it easier to do at night. I think fewer distractions because after dinner, I don't have to eat any more meals. I don't have to get, there's no reason for me to get up. That might be it. Anyway, yeah, so taxes. Let's move on to the actual updates. YTG updates, interference. I have stepped back from too much artistic involvement with this show since it seems to cause tension. Things went better last week, but I am not going to be, it does not look like there is room for me to be as active an artistic participant in the process of making interference as there usually is. And that's not to say some of my ideas haven't been integrated into the project. The use of like miniatures has, but things are sort of happening. Things kind of happen without any kind of consultation with me or discussion. So it's sort of like, I'm not, forget not in the driver's seat because the way YTG works, I'm frequently not in the driver's seat, but I'm not even in the passenger seat right now. I am in the trunk. So I'm playing more. I've decided I'll just play more of a support role. You know, Barbara's a fantastic artist. I want to get her work out there. So I'll play a support role and then we'll have to discuss what's going to happen for the summer because the process can't be this freewheeling when we're making like a double bill. And I have to coordinate with a complete other show, which I am probably going to have to direct based on what things are looking at right now. The other show, Anxiety. Let's do the updates on that. Money finally arrived. We finally successfully transferred some of the money that is coming from Davian Brown in order to produce this show. It's going to come in dribs and drabs probably up to the week that he arrives here in May. Now that I know that the money is incoming and it's really happening, I have got to start casting this production because we need, again, there's a script. We need a certain number of people. We need certain types of people. I can't do my usual sort of whoever shows up is in the show kind of casting. So that's sort of next, but that's pushed off for at least 2 weeks while I handle everything else that's going on. Nerd Night updates, known updates there. Next event is March 21st. Go to tokyo.nerdnight.com. N-I-T-E is how you spell night in Nerd Night. tokyo.nerdnight.com. Check it out. It's free if you want to watch it online. If you want to come, it's only 1,000 yen. And like, if you're really broke, just talk to me and we'll work something out. All right. Photography. I mentioned, last week, I was edited. I'd finished editing the photos for the fashion brand shoot. And I will send some stuff out on the mailing list reasonably reasonably soon. I'm just sort of figuring out the best way to format that. And I probably won't have time, actually, to be honest, for a couple of weeks. But I'm waiting for my invoice to be approved. They came back with some notes, which, yeah, I over-delivered. Like, I delivered more than twice as many photos as I said I would. So I feel like if there's some they don't like, that's fine. But I decided I'd do like up to 1 hour's worth of extra work, sort of fixing a few things. They thought some of the shots were too dark. So I brightened some of them up, and yeah. But I am not releasing that link until my invoice has been approved, because yeah, it just, as a photographer, I just want there to be motivation to pay me. All right. Yesterday updates, no updates, no updates for sustainability project. Other updates. I am baking bagels. In fact, one of the reasons I'm talking so fast is because my dough has risen. I need to go make bagels because I'm bringing them to rehearsal tomorrow, because that's one of the traditions that Barbara started, is she's always bringing food for everyone. And I really love that. And I bought little snacks that I bought at the store or whatever, but I like the idea of baking something for everybody. And I've been making bagels recently and they've turned out really well. So yeah, I'm going to bring them tomorrow. I'm a little bit worried because I was 200 grams short of bread flour and I added like 200 grams of cake flour at the end, but I also added some gluten. I also mixed some essential gluten into that. So hopefully they turn out okay. So that's what's happening. I've got to run off and do that. And the other big thing, and this now we're getting to, why is this update called Archiving Nudity? Well, while I was doing dishes or something, I had a YouTube video on about, I can't remember what, and they talked about, I think it was just about archiving in general. I'm kind of interested in backups and file formats and stuff like that. This is a holdover from my days as an IT nerd. I'm still a tech nerd, but yeah, this is from my days in the industry. And I'm always thinking about the longevity of my recordings. And I realized that I've got so much stuff because hard drive space used to be so much more expensive. And hard drives used to be quite a bit smaller. And so and CD-ROMs were cheap and file sizes were small enough you could fit a bunch of stuff on a CD-ROM. So I archived a lot of stuff to CD-ROM back in the day to keep my hard drives, basically my hot storage, free. And this is before we really knew how long, because CD-ROMs were still reasonably new when I started doing this, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. And yeah, who knew that there was going to be, like, they could have significant bit rot. So, you know, the lifetime of a CD-ROM keeping data in one piece, even if it's not used, even if you've got it stored in perfect conditions, is only like 30 years. And my CD-ROMs are not stored in perfect conditions because they're stored in my house in a binder, like the CD. So the CD, CDRs that I wrote. So they're stored in my house in a binder. So anyway, this got me thinking about, like, how much stuff I don't care about of stuff I downloaded or anything like that, but I've got a lot of media I created and I've been thinking about it. So this video got me thinking about it and I thought, oh crap, I've got all these recordings from the live music night I used to run called Naked and Alone, going back to late 2000. November, December 2000 is around the time I started it. I think there was a show in October, but I don't think I recorded that show. But anyway, yeah, and I had some musical guests at this. Like, my stuff is crud, but I had some musical guests coming and performing, and actually I quite like some of the recordings, and I thought I should actually back these up because there's a few that I've made into files. Like, I've taken the songs and made them into files so that I can put on my media, like in my media library, and I can listen to them. But actually there's a lot of stuff that I never went through. I never sorted. I just sort of got it. I burned it to CD-ROM and kind of forgot about it. And yeah, so I suddenly was like, okay, I need to be doing this now. Cause, you know, I probably have undiagnosed attention deficit disorder. And I'm like, okay, this is a task that I'm now obsessed with. So I've been slowly backing up all those CDs for the last day or so. So I'm working on that. So I'm archiving my old show called Naked and Alone, hence Archiving Nudity, the title of this update. And the thing is just that. Yeah. So I'm doing that. And then I also have to back up like the videos I shot when I first got here. So 2003 to 2006, 2007, I think, maybe even as late as 2008, I was shooting video like on vacations and stuff like that. And I really need to back that up. And how am I going to back that up? Well, I think the main thing is parity. So have the files in as many places as possible. And for now, that means backing them up to my file server, which has mirrored drives. So the file exists on two separate disks that are mirrored to each other. And then those files are also then backed up to the cloud in somewhere in the US. So I've got live copy. I mean, I'll still have those CD-ROMs, but actually I already found one that's gone completely bad. It's unrecoverable. It's actually literally got bit rot. You can see somehow some moisture must have got into it, and the thin metallic layer or the thin ink layer in it is completely corrupted. It's at the right at the beginning, so you can't. Basically, the CD-ROMs read from the inside out, and this one's crunched up, crunkled up on the inside part of the track. So the player won't read anything. So it won't even like start reading and stops. It's toast. Luckily for me, parity, redundancy. Sometimes I would create an audio CD from the WAV file that I pulled off my recorder, and I'd keep the WAV file, but then I'd also burn the whole thing as just a audio CD so that I could like listen to it in my CD player. And as luck would have it, for that night, I had the one that got corrupted is the CD, the audio CD version. And I actually found the WAV files elsewhere. So, or vice versa. I can't remember. So anyway, that worked out well. But backup tip, parity. You want your stuff in as many locations as possible. One of my plans, I'm planning to go to Canada this summer. And one of the things I want to do is I want to build a little media server there so I can back up key large files backed up. So I have another place where they're live, essentially, which would be in the Toronto area. So I've got my cloud backups. I'll have the spinning discs here. I'll have these CD-ROM discs until they completely go bad. Although to be honest, I'm tempted to toss them because they take up so much space. Like the binder takes up so much space, but yeah. And then I'll have a version in Toronto. Cause the main thing is keep as many copies as possible, copy them over to new media every few years. So that's just the way my servers run, right? I end up upgrading the hard drives every 3 or 4 years. So there's always sort of, I'm putting them on new spinning rust, essentially, every 3 to 4 years. If I put them on, you know, some archival format, like a tape format, which is also vulnerable to rot, then I probably, like these CD-ROMs, it would sit in a drawer and I wouldn't think to move it, right? Like unless like this, I watched a YouTube video and suddenly I got inspired to move it. But yeah, I wouldn't move it. Okay. Anyway, I'm talking a long time about boring data stuff. You're not here for that. So I'll have an update for you. I hope it might be late next week because those taxes are due on Monday. So let's see. Anyway, that's it for me now. Andrew out.
All right. All right, so what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna sing the chorus once, then I'm gonna give you the words to the chorus, and then we're gonna sing the song. Every time the chorus comes out, you guys will sing, okay? You'll sing, because you'll know the words, because I'll be shouting them out. So the chorus goes, will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together. Sing wild mountains high, all around the world, together, oh, and oh, I try the chorus again. Will you go, Lassie, go?
Will you go, Lassie, go?
And we'll all go together.
And we'll all go together.
To pick wild mountain time.
To pick wild mountain time.
All around the blue and heather.
All around the blue and heather.
Will you go, Lassie, go?
Will you go, Lassie, go?
Well, the summertime has come,
and the trees, they are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time goes around the blooming heather.
We go! And we'll all go together.
We'll all go together.
To pick wild mountains.
To pick wild mountains.
All around the blooming heather.
All around the blooming heather.
Will you go, Lassie, go? Less cold.